You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with HFI Mechanical and Building Solutions. Yes, I almost forgot where I worked. And my co-host is Brian Thompson with F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors. I'll never forget where you
work. As I said, you'll always know where I work.
Absolutely. And our guest today is Derek Clifford with Rawhide Ranch USA.
Howdy.
Howdy. I love it.
I don't think we've ever had a howdy before.
I know, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Going in the calendar?
Yes.
When we have a rancher. Well, I've actually met Derek a couple of times. I was out for their ribbon cutting last spring, summer. I can't remember.
Man, it's
June? Was it in June?
I think it was June. And that was ribbon cutting open house that we did since we had just recently joined the Bloomington Chamber of Commerce.
Absolutely.
So I wanted to get everybody out, see what we do and who we are, and meet some new folks.
So let's talk about what you do.
Yes.
Rawhide Ranch is actually in beautiful Brown County.
You can't say Brown County without beautiful in front of
you. Of course, you have to.
Right. Yeah. Winter, summer, it doesn't matter.
It's all beautiful.
Absolutely. Yes. Fall, obviously. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about the ranch. Kind of how you got involved.
That's
all that
an easy
good
subject.
Stuff.
I can talk for hours on that, but I know we're
okay. Well, we only have about 20 minutes.
I'll give you the short and skinny. So, Rawhide Ranch USA is a guest ranch, the only guest ranch in Brown County, Indiana. There's very few, if any, in the entire state. We sit on 54 acres, just adjacent to the Brown County State Park. So our terrain is typical Brown County terrain. Mm-hmm. There are hills and hollers. There isn't any flat ground around us. What we do, there's four categories. First, we start out with lodging and trail riding. So there's two categories we start with. Overnight lodging accommodations, we have the Buck Inn. The Buck Inn is an 11-room hotel set on the second story of a 32-stall horse barn. The first story that is 32 stalls is slowly being converted over to a human space. We call it the banquet barn now. So not many horses, more people in there.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I ate in there.
I did. So. Nice. Very cool.
They got a little bar area in there.
Yes, got a little bar area, a little diner area. So we've been slowly converting that over and in the process even today, so we're adding on to that square footage down there. Along with that, then we have the ranch house, which is a three-bedroom, two-bath vacation home. We have a one-room cabin with a king bed. And our newest addition, lodging-wise, is two teepees we have on property for primitive camping. And
Very
yes,
cool.
you can have a campfire inside your teepee. Why would you have a teepee if you can't have a fire?
Exactly.
So we do have fire pits inside the teepees. Yeah. So the trail riding, we offer about a 45-minute guided trail ride. Mm-hmm. We are about one of the safest in the county, in the state. It's been... How long? 15 years without an ambulance to the property due to horses.
Nice.
We're very proud of that safety.
Good.
Fate. But anyways, it's about a 45-minute guided ride through the hills and hollers of our property. And then you have holler hop and zip line. That's the newest activity we have on the property. That's newest as in 5 years. But holler hop and zip lines is the most family and wallet friendly zip line tour in the entire state.
Mm-hmm.
It's a trip through five lines of which you zip a total of 6 times. And that's all for $35.
Wow.
So you can't beat that price.
No, that's great.
Then along with that, the newest adventure we have is our food services. We built a full commercial kitchen inside the first floor of the barn.
I don't know. An adventure.
Yes.
It's a food adventure.
It, I'm like,
I like it.
Uh-oh, wait a minute.
Well, it's been an adventure for us to figure out the food industry. I don't think the guests would consider that an adventure. But
I've eaten your food. So far, I think it's pretty good.
Good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. The food and service industry is an interesting industry to get into, but a lot of fun. It's been interesting, all the different menu options and tossing together. But anyway, so we created what we call the banded rooster. Banded is an Old West term for being hungry. Your stomach's banded, it's tightened, it's hungry.
Hmm.
And rooster, because one of my employees, when we were beginning the process, was chased every day by a mean, mad rooster on the property. She would carry a broomstick to beat the rooster away so she could get to her vehicle. So rooster
That's
it was.
Funny.
So it's the banded rooster.
Did the rooster end up on the menu?
No,
oh.
It did not. It did end up out in the pasture.
Oh, okay.
I'll just leave it at that.
One of the things I really loved about the ranch is that there are all these stories that go,
like
the banded rooster. There are all these stories, and some I think are true, and some I think are
tall tales, maybe?
Perhaps tall tales.
And I'll never tell you which is which.
Exactly. And that's the beauty of it.
Well, the fun of it is that it's it's a passion for the ownership. Mm-hmm. We just enjoy what we do. The staff, they enjoy what they do. One of the highest compliments we get is that guests have often told us, and if you look on TripAdvisor, you'll see that we treated them like family. We treat them like a good family, not a dysfunctional one, but we treated them like family.
But that's not real family.
Family members we like, not ones we don't like. Yeah,
exactly.
But since it's a passion, we do everything what we call poor boy style. We do it ourselves. Mm-hmm. So when you put that much time, energy, and effort into something, there's bound to be stories created. Like the one of the tractor that got stuck in the pasture while putting hay out one winter that sat there for about 3-4 weeks. And so we went out and put a plant on it, cancer out of it, laughed and joked about that for a while.
That's awesome. Now everybody's going to come and look for the tractor.
It's gone, though.
It's gone now.
Yeah. Yeah. It could, you never know. It might end up there again.
Yeah.
It could be. No, probably not. We have a four-wheel drive tractor.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
There you go.
You really don't want the tractor to get stuck. That's not a good thing.
No, not necessarily. One of the other things is, you know, you didn't mention there's just a lot of land as well.
Correct. So it's neat to see families come out and see them relax. Mm-hmm. They can easily relax and let their kids run. Mm-hmm. Where nowadays, we don't get that.
No.
When you go someplace, you're really tight. You're watching your kid wherever they are. Nowadays, at the ranch, you'll see kids just running all over the place. And customers will comment on how awesome it was just to be able to relax and know their kid is just enjoying themselves. And enjoying themselves outside.
Right.
Right.
That's the other side. Getting the kid off the electronic, getting them outside, picking up sticks and playing Army, Cowboys, and Indians, whatever you want to call it, but getting dirty and using their imagination again.
So. Yeah, and there are fire pits out there and all kinds of things that they can, you know, you can
hang
out.
Two fishing ponds, bring your own poles, your own bait. We supply the pond and maybe a fish. That's why it's called fishing and not catching.
Catching ponds.
You can't catch ponds.
So there's just a ton to do, and it's such a cool atmosphere. I mean, I encourage everybody to go out there. And when you're driving out there, you're like, where am I? I mean, it's really not that far.
You won't hear banjos, I promise you.
No, you don't.
Further down 135.
Yeah, you might.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's just a really cool place. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's got cool rooms. The accommodations are beautiful, very well kept. I think I would encourage people to do, like, family reunions and things like that.
We do a lot of family reunions. Actually, we've got one calling in today. All the individual families are calling and booking their rooms for June of this year. We do a lot of family reunions, and it's because we are one of the only places in Brown County that can house the amount of people we can in a non-hotel setting, a more relaxed environment. Mm-hmm. So we can hold about 65 people overnight. That's including the teepees. So some people are adventurous enough, some aren't. But the only other place in Brown County that can hold that volume of people in one location is a hotel.
Right.
Yeah.
And this, you it's have all this land.
Thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not the same experience.
It's just a
at
beautiful
all.
Area to be in. And the teepees, I have to say, I went and checked them out. They were very cool. And I was surprised at how big they were.
We went with larger ones, searching the market for youth groups for kids.
Oh, yeah.
Those that our price point for our lodging is a little more than a youth group or scouting group could really afford or want to pay for. So that's why the teepees came up. We put them up. It drops the price point down to about $5 a kid to stay the night on the ranch, which if they do both activities because of an overnight guest discount to them, ends up saving them $15 if they do both activities just by staying the night in a teepee.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we wanted to be able to have larger groups in. Mm-hmm. So they're 20-foot diameter teepees. They'll sleep 8 comfortably in a teepee with the fire pit in the middle.
Yeah.
So, and you'd probably fit a whole bunch more if you stack them, but we won't get into that.
No bunk teepees today.
No. So I don't think they make such a thing.
You know, do I
they?
Don't know.
That'd be cool if
they
did.
They probably have bunk cots, but you know, I don't think they have bunk teepees. So, well, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with Derek Clifford from Rawhide Ranch USA in beautiful Brown County.